Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's all-birthday show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Gene Schwartz, Gus Kahn, Ethel Waters, Harry M. Woods, and Jan Garber. Last week, November 4th, marked the birth in 1878 in Budapest, Hungary, of pianist and composer Gene Schwartz. In 1888, the family moved to the U.S. and settled in New York City, where Gene received musical training and eventually became a pianist in a Coney Island band. He worked in sheet music departments at various stores and then was hired as pianist and song plugger for the Shapiro Bernstein music publishing firm. He published his first composition in 1899, and 2 years later he performed in vaudeville with William Jerome and was an accompanist for the Dolly Sisters before moving to Broadway, where he became one of the most prolific composers of the era. He died in Sherman Oaks, California on November 30, 1956. With lyricists including Alfred Bryan, Grant Clark, Sam Lewis, Joe Young, and Milton Ager, Gene Schwartz wrote hits such as Rip Van Winkle Was a Lucky Man, The Hat My Father Wore on St. Patrick's Day, Hello Central, Give Me No Man's Land, Rockabye Your Baby with a Dixie Melody, and these.
We'll be right back. make it part of all your schemes. Au revoir, pleasant dreams, while the love light above softly gleams. And should your dream lover call, I just hope it's me, that's all. Au revoir, and once more, pleasant dreams.
Well, there's a little peppier version of Au Revoir, Pleasant Dreams than Ben Burney used to sign off his radio program. That was the Rhythmic Troubadours, a Stan Greening band on May 14, 1931, and the vocalist was Tom Barrett singing the Jack Mescal lyrics. Before that, from May 3, 1922, it was the Club Royal Orchestra and Lovable Eyes. The Club Royal Orchestra was directed by saxophonist Clyde Duer and played at New York's Grand Central Theater. The band recorded 23 issued sides, the first on November 2, 1921, and the last on July 14, 1922. We started off the show with a 90-mile-an-hour rendition of Chinatown, My Chinatown, performed by the Georgia Washboard Stompers on August 17, 1934. Chinatown, My Chinatown was written in 1910, and the William Jerome lyrics were sung there by Jake Fenderson. The Georgia Washboard Stompers had started out as the Alabama Washboard Stompers in 1930 and became the Washboard Rhythm Kings in 1931 before becoming known as the Georgia Washboard Stompers in 1934. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, November 4th, marked the birth in 1896 in North Elmsford, Massachusetts, of composer, lyricist, and pianist Harry McGregor Woods. His first songwriting success was with I'm Going South, written with Abner Silver, which was a hit in 1924 for Al Jolson in his stage show Bombo. The same year, Paddle and Madeline Home was published with the words and music by Woods, and it became a hit for Cliff Edwards in 1925. Woods had become an established songwriter on Tin Pan Alley, and he became legendary with hits such as When the Red Red Robin Comes Bob Bob Bobbin' Along and I'm Looking Over a Four-Leaf Clover. In 1929, Woods began writing for Hollywood musicals and came up with hits including Try a Little Tenderness and Lovable. In 1934, he moved to London, where he lived for 3 years, contributing to the films It's Love Again and Evergreen. Woods wrote words and music for most of his songs, but he also collaborated with Mort Dixon, Howard Johnson, Arthur Freed, Ruby Bloom, and Gus Kahn. Around 1945, he retired to Glendale, Arizona, where he passed away on January 14, 1970. Here are several from Harry M. Woods. Thank you.
wearing the same shabby dress. And when she's weary of trying little tenderness, why, you know she's waiting, just anticipating things that she may never possess. And while she's without it, try a little tenderness. Oh, say, it's not just sentimental. She has her grief and her care, and a word that's soft and gentle makes it so much easier to bear. Yes, sir, you won't regret it. Women don't forget it. Love, love, that's their happiness. It's all so easy. Try a little tenderness.
Thank you.
We began our tribute to Harry M. Woods with the Varsity Eight, the band within the band of the California Ramblers, and No One Knows What It's All About, from October 3, 1924. This was an instrumental, but there are lyrics which were written by Billy Rose. No One Knows What It's All About isn't a particularly well-known tune, but it might have been had Bix Beiderbecke's recording of it for Jeanette in January of 1925 been issued. Next, it was the high-hatted tragedian of song, Ted Lewis, and his band with Try a Little Tenderness, a Harry Woods, Reginald Connolly, Jimmy Campbell collaboration. That recording is from February 1, 1933, and was followed by the Piccadilly Players from an Edison Diamond disc, which accounts for the nearly 4 minutes of I'm Riding to Glory from October 4, 1928. We mentioned Ben Burney in the first segment, and there he was to finish up this segment with When Polly Walks Through the Hollyhocks. That was Ben Burney and his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra with a vocal duo of Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot on July 28, 1928. Last week, November 5th, marked the birth in 1894 in Indianapolis, Indiana, of bandleader and violinist Jan Garber. He received his musical training from Philadelphia's Combs Conservatory of Music, and in 1918, after serving in World War I, he formed his first band and a musical career that would span more than 6 decades. He started with a quartet which included himself on violin, had a hot band in the 20s, a sweet band in the 30s and early 40s, a swing band during World War II, and went back to a sweet style permanently in late 1945. He was heard on numerous broadcasts over Chicago radio station WGN and became known as the Idol of the Airwaves, a title given to him by announcer Pierre André. He succeeded Guy Lombardo on the Burns and Allen radio show and had his own show called Supper Club in 1934. During engagements at the Trianon Ballroom in the early 30s, he became known as the Mighty Little Maestro of Modern Melody, and he continued leading bands into the 1960s. He died on October 5, 1977. Here's Jan Garber.
Changing Mr. Mrs. in the early spring, in a cozy love nest for two, with the one I love best I'll coo. I'll be singing maybe, rock-a-bye my baby, with my little someone, guess who. Thank you.
What have I left of you to share? Just odds and ends of an old love affair. I found a note sealed with a kiss, one that you wrote, revealing this. You know, sweetheart, I'll always care. Just odds and ends of an old love affair. I often wonder if you are near or far, happy or blue. And would it make any difference if you knew I'm still in love with you? Within my heart, you left a flame, not a tiny spark that will remain for me to keep and treasure there. Just odds and ends of an old love affair.
Jan Garber and his orchestra, May 29, 1925, in Seminola, written by Harry Warren and Robert King. Before that, we heard Lee Bennett and the band, very much in the sweet band idiom, with Odds and Ends from December 14, 1933. We began our tribute to Jan Garber having to guess who the unidentified vocalist was, appropriately enough, on Guess Who, recorded February 5, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and as a podcast on iTunes. Today, November 6, marks the birth in Koblenz, Germany, of lyricist Gus Kahn. His family emigrated to the U.S. in 1891 and settled in Chicago. While working as a clerk in a mail-order business, he began writing for vaudeville performers and had his first published song in 1916 with My Dreamy China Lady. Over the next 15 years, Kahn wrote for Broadway scores including Kitty's Kisses, Whoopi, Showgirl, Sinbad, The Passing Show of 1922, and Greenwich Village Follies of 1923. At the same time, he wrote songs for films, primarily MGM, contributing to Flying Down to Rio, Kid Millions, The Marx Brothers' A Day at the Races, and San Francisco. His primary collaborator was Walter Donaldson, but Kahn also worked with composers Grace LaBoy, who was his wife, Edward Eliscu, Harry Warren, and many others. Gus Kahn died in Beverly Hills, California on October 8, 1941, and he was portrayed by Danny Thomas in the 1951 movie based on his music and life, I'll See You in My Dreams. The Gus Kahn catalog includes It Had to Be You, Carolina in the Morning, Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye, Yes Sir, That's My Baby, and these.
Listen to your baby, now listen to my baby. is on his arm raving now. Where your sweetie starts, mine sweetie begins. To be as good as mine, your sweetie would have to be twins. You talk about your sweetie, stop talking about your sweetie. Let's talk about my sweetie now.
She's Wonderful, written by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson, and sung there on May 8, 1929, by Harry Shalson, accompanied by a quartet with Carol Gibbons on piano. Harry Shalson was born in London on May 10, 1898. He wrote over 200 songs and began recording in 1925 with Burt Ralton's band and Ronnie Monroe and his dance orchestra on the Columbia and Imperial labels, ultimately making at least 60 sides. He He became known as England's first whispering vocalist, a comparison to whispering Jack Smith here in the U.S., and England's whispering baritone. He died on February 5, 1965. Before Harry Shalson, we heard Charles Cayley with Abe Lyman's California Orchestra and Let's Talk About My Sweetie, another Con Donaldson collaboration, from February 1, 1926. Charles Cayley was violinist with the band, and you gotta love that gobbling trombone that starts it off, which was by Orlando's Slim Martin. We started off our tribute to Gus Kahn with Isham Jones Orchestra and My Baby Just Cares for Me. That was an instrumental version issued for sale in South America, recorded in August of 1930. The following month, the band recorded a vocal version for sale in the U.S. Last week, October 31st, marked the birth in 1896 in Chester, Pennsylvania, of Ethel Waters. She survived a difficult childhood and was married at 13, but left her abusive husband to be a maid at a Philadelphia hotel. At age 17, she was singing professionally at the Lincoln Theater in Baltimore, Maryland, and then toured vaudeville. She made her first recording in 1921, and during her career sang blues, jazz, and popular songs. She performed in musical revues and in a couple of films, including Check and Double Check with Amos and Andy and Duke Ellington. In 1949, she was nominated for the Best Supporting Actress Oscar for the film Pinky, and in the 1960s until her death in Los Angeles on September 1, 1977, she performed and toured with evangelist Billy Graham. Here's Ethel Waters.
Pass. It's the fixer, the social mixer, has lost his gal at last. Who's that knocking, she said, after I've gone to my bed? Hunt yourself another place to flop, and let these words be a lesson, old top. Go back where you stayed last night. Get away from my door. Charlie's my regular now, and I don't want you no more. In another candy shop, out and get your lollipop. Be on the hop, Papa calls, I'm through with you. I've been a chump long enough. From now on I'm gonna be mean. So find another station to get your supply of gasoline. Cause when the back of your white collar is shown, that's all I'm able to see, then I know doggone well you're going right back where you stayed last night. Cause I don't want you no more. Take it where you had it last night. Move away from that door, call the law. Charlie's elected now, and he's in right show. I know you come round here looking for old Miss Nan. Just as soon as you taught to seat out your last pair of pants, now you're round here preaching and whining and begging for a chance. Trying to make good, but that's history, that's history. Ah, that old cedar chest you once called your trunk, along with those worn-out socks I sold them in the junk. Now that this door is slammed in your face, it just means no parking space. Go back where you stayed last night. I don't want you no more. Brother, I can't see you now, it's after 6 o'clock. Not to save your soul or whatever's attached to you. Even though the weather's hot, or when it's zero cold. For my part, you can go on out here and sleep in anybody's field. Cause anyway, you're just an old banana that has been peeled. So take it where you had it last night. Mama can't use it no more.
I just can't count all the bowls I've had. Some were good and some were bad. Some of them just seemed to suit a style, but this last one has got them beat a mile. There were some I thought I loved quite a lot, but this one's just so different, got something the rest ain't got. Why, when he kisses me, I just sigh. If I was to lose his kisses, honest, I really believe I'd die. Because I like the way he does it, I don't know why, but I do. Course, to you, it might not seem like there's nothing to it, but it's the way I feel when he's through. And I thank the Lord continuously that I'm so good and stout, that he gives me strength so I can hold out. It would be a matter of impropriety to go into details as to why, but nevertheless I do. And it makes no difference with him if you're short or tall, cause he's got a brand that seems to suit them all. Cause if she's thin, it makes them fat and reduces the fat ones. Can you imagine that? And you know, I've been hearing it kind of noised around, he'd rather build them up any day than tear them down. And should he give you just one good squeeze, you fall for him like autumn leaves. But since I've gone in for this extensive study, I'll be frank, I find these young men expensive buddies. But this one so much fills all of my desires. In fact, his love has got such a kick, sometime it almost backfires. Well, he's just about as thin as anyone you'd meet. But you know the old saying, near the bone, sweeter the meat. And as long as he keeps up his speed, Waters is keeping him regardless of sentiment. I sure am indeed. Because I like the way he does it. I don't know why, but I do. And I understand why you all wouldn't be in no sympathy with me. Yet he gets around it so easy, too. And I've been kissed thousands of times before. And hope to live long enough to stand a few thousand more. But I'll never forget the way this one does it. Like Postum, there's a reason why I do.
We began our tribute to Ethel Waters with Ethel accompanied by Albury's Blue and Jazz 7 and the New York Glide. This wasn't the highest fidelity recording, but I played it for a couple of reasons. First, it was Ethel's first recording, made in late March of 1921, the flip side being at the new Jump Steady Ball. Second, because it was on the Cardinal label. The Cardinal Phonograph Corporation was located at 106 East 19th Street in New York, and was a subsidiary of the Art Cabinet Company of Newark, Ohio, which made phonographs. Cardinal Records used masters from the Jones Recording Laboratories, and much of the material was ethnic and foreign language. Later, they used masters from the Clarion Record Company, Lyraphone, Pace Phonograph Corporation, and New York Recording Laboratories, and Star Piano Company. The label was discontinued in 1924. The New York Glide was followed by Go Back Where You Stayed Last Night, written by Waters and Sidney Easton, and recorded by Columbia on July 28, 1925. We finished up with I Like the Way He Does It, from July 8, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.